What we can learn about tech from tech host Molly Wood. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Marketplace Tech host Molly Wood is leaving journalism after two decades in the field, including the past 4 years as host of this show and, more recently, as co-host of the Marketplace podcast Make Me Smart and host of her new show about climate change solutions, How We Survive. And since Molly's a tough reporter who has asked some pretty hard questions of her guests over the years, we felt it was only fair that listeners got to submit some questions for her. So we started with Kira Davis, who tweeted us a question: what was Molly's career path, and how did she end up in tech and finance journalism?
I started out as like a hard news journalist, did some sports, and moved to the Bay Area in 1999. And if you moved to the Bay Area in 1999, you were doing tech. And that was at a time when a lot of these businesses and business models were just developing. And so it ended up being this sort of like incredible economic education in capital formation, venture capital, the inevitable march toward monopoly. And then, of course, I was lucky enough to land at Marketplace, which really finished off the economics part of that equation.
That actually leads pretty nicely into our next question from Jorge Martinez, who asks, over your years in the tech industry, what positive changes have you seen on how we treat women in this industry?
Well, I think that is a mixed bag. Certainly there is more conversation than there used to be about women in the tech industry. That's no question. But I will say that over 20 years of tech journalism, I can't say that there's been a sea change. I think it's still in the, you know, lots of work to be done stages. There are still a lot of empty stalls in the women's bathroom at tech events that I go to. And there is still, unfortunately, a lot of harassment and mistreatment. You only have to look as far as Blizzard and Activision to see that, you know, the culture of bro technology has not come nearly far enough.
And this is just me asking, has there been any acceleration in change in recent years with the Me Too movement?
I think what is positive, and I'm sure you can agree, is that the freedom to speak up exists now in a way that it didn't before. Mm. And yeah, to demand the space and to demand the hearing and to really be able to say out loud, this is unacceptable. Not in every scenario, not in every company, certainly, but I think there is a lot more awareness, and there's more of an ability to quickly put a stop to behavior when you see it happening.
John Meeker says, tell us about your new gig and whether your Twitter feed will change, because I still want to hear from you and enjoy your sense of humor.
Aw, well, I mean, the good news is that I'm going to be a little more journalism adjacent now, so I think it's possible that my Twitter feed might get a little livelier. Not that I've been holding in a lot of thoughts, but I've probably been holding in some thoughts.
Let the rage flow.
There might be a little more rage onto a little more Molly rant situation. And as for the new gig, yes, I will be investing. I'll be hopefully scouting and giving money to early stage startups. And my focus, you know, will be on climate solutions and climate tech. But I'll also still be podcasting. So you can look to my Twitter feed for more information on all of that.
Another Twitter user who goes by Classy in SD asks, is it true that when Kai Ryssdal enters a room, he's accompanied by the rich and warm scent of pumpkin spice? Also,
yes. Yes, 100%. Yes. That's why he hates pumpkin spice so much. It's like how, you know, when you wear perfume and you get really, you get so sick of the smell of the perfume by the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's why he's mad about it.
Okay.
Because he excretes it.
Also, what tech do you think will be most transformative?
Well, at this exact moment, I'm feeling super optimistic about nuclear fusion as an unlimited source of carbon neutral power. I think that it's the hard science stories that give you the most hope. We're on the cusp of really true revolutions in health sciences, in biotech, in, you know, just taken out viruses now, one by one, with mRNA vaccines and, of course, with energy transformation.
And so I'm guessing the social media side of things are the stories that make you a little more pessimistic.
A little more pessimistic. Yes. I mean, common truth, right? Someone said that recently at an event I was at, that we have to have a common truth. And this information divide is so dangerous. And the ways in which information gets out and is attached to advertising is so, frankly, predatory and manipulative. I do have hope that the younger generation, you know, people who are kids right now, that they're building up an immunity to social media. I hope that there is more critical thinking, more awareness, less interest, frankly, in Facebook. You know, these are forces that have only been informational forces that have only been part of our society for less than two decades. It's still pretty new, and we just sort of maybe haven't learned how to use it yet, deal with it yet, discard the things that are not good for our society. It's just a question of how bad it'll get before we build up that immunity.
Here's another question from Ardi Shahani, who asks, what's the silver bullet to rebalance power in the tech industry? Like, if you were advising lawmakers on where to focus, what would you suggest?
Really simply, in this country, this is like a large philosophical answer, I know, but we're having a conversation right now about holding elites to account. That really is all this comes down to. Like, there are companies that are so big that they're breaking laws and we're not stopping them. Like, the current FTC commissioner, Lina Khan, has made the argument that existing antitrust law, some of it needs to change, but that existing antitrust law is enough to take on the companies that represent illegal monopoly. We just have to be able to do it. We have to enforce our tax laws. If there is a silver bullet to rebalance power because we're speaking as fantastically as possible, it's accountability. It's rules that everybody can believe in.
Okay, this is from me. What are you going to miss the most about marketplace tech?
It is so great to have a place to put your ideas every single day. It's a short show, but it feels like unlimited real estate to build a body of work, to get ideas out. Like, it was pretty wonderful to have a thing that was just like a daily radio representation of the inside of my brain.
But Molly said what she's really going to miss is the team. We'll miss her too. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Stephanie Hughes produce our show. Jody Becker is our senior producer. Becca Weinman is our engineer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.